therefore, it's advisable to the respect of our Lord Jesus Christ and to the respect of the Holy Spirit and to the respect of the Holy Father, absolutely no conversation between neighbors. Is that okay? Make sense? Because we're respecting our Lord. Not respecting me. We're respecting our Lord. This is a chapel. And absolutely no conversation between members. Does that make sense to you? Make sense? Okay? Because it's a respect to our Lord Jesus Christ, to the Holy Spirit, as well as the Holy Father. So absolutely no conversation between neighbors. Make sense? All right? Okay. Water. Today we're going to talk about water. And water, by the way, is one of the most essential components of our body. And if you notice that our body consists about 58 to 78% water. Depends on the dimension of your size, whether you're tall, you're short, whether you're Chinese, you're Caucasian, or you're Afro-American. So it depends. Okay, maybe the Chinese have a little bit more water because we speak a lot, we talk a lot. Okay, so water. And when I came to this chapel, I was treated with a bottle of water. And right beside my chair, there's a bottle. And I noticed that this beautiful young lady, she's drinking water too. Water, by the way, is one of the most important components. Okay? And if you notice that one bottle of water is more expensive than petroleum, than the gas that you fill in. You know that actually, you know the price of the regular gas that today? It's about $1.38. Okay? $1.38. Is that correct, Maureen? Hey? Too expensive, right? Yeah, but I'm talking about this bottle of water. It's more expensive. I have to be, yes, it's more expensive than gas. Can you imagine? If you go into President Choice or No Fill or any of the grocery store, buying a bottle of water is more expensive than buying gas. I'm telling you, you calculate it. Okay? So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Without water, now, if you go without food, you can last 21 days. Without food, you can last 21. Think about it. Suddenly, there's no food on the table, okay? No, your husband is not putting food on the table for you, okay, lady? Husband is not putting food on the table for you anymore. And you're going to last 21 days, all right? But without water, you know how long can you last? Do you know? Hey, thank you, Maureen. Maureen is very knowledgeable in biology, eh? 3 days. All right? 3 days. Only 3 days. Now, keep that in mind. And there are some other things, including water. It's called vitamin. Vitamin. And in general, there are about 13 vitamins, okay, in your body. And you can actually, yourself, spontaneously manufacture about 5 of the vitamin by yourself, especially your liver can manufacture some vitamin, but you need 8 essential vitamin. And today we're going to talk about this vitamin. And one of the most important vitamin, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, vitamin C. Vitamin C is one of the most important vitamin. How many of you actually regularly on a daily basis taking vitamin C? Can I see some hand here? Any one of you? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have some people actually taking vitamin C. And I encourage you to do so, especially around September. September. Because that you prepare yourself for the winter. So I encourage you right now, and it's very cheap, about $5, $7 per bottle. Vitamin C per day until the end of winter. And it's much better because you're going to build up your immune system. So vitamin plus water together will guarantee you last at least 21 days. At least. And today we're going to talk about the vitamin C8 of how Jesus approach a Samaritan lady. Now, Samaritan lady happens to be living in Samaria, now, which is actually similar to us as we compare Toronto and Mississauga. I'm going to tell you about the geographic area about Samaria later on. But let's start with John chapter 4, verse 2 to 39. Let's start with John chapter 2 to 39, okay? Next slide, please. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Okay. All right. Let's read. I'm going to read it for you, and it's very simple. Jesus left. Oh, okay. I probably need that, right?
Okay, Jesus left Judea, and he departed into Galilee. Now, Judea, by the way, Judea is similar to Toronto. It's a lot of people. And when he left for Galilee, and Galilee is similar to Mississauga or Oakville, much smaller town, okay? And his ministry will be focused on the city of Capernaum. Now, there are certain areas in the Bible you should always remember. Number one is Bethlehem. That's Jesus was born, okay? Number two, Nazareth. As Jesus was being brought up in Nazareth. Number three, Capernaum. Capernaum is the place where Jesus launched his ministry. Okay, Capernaum, all right? So he left Judea and went to Galilee, all right? Now, Galilee is like the city of Oakville, all right? Small little city, not big city, it's a fishing village, all right? But Judea, Jerusalem, is like Toronto, huge city, highly populated, okay? And he needed to pass through Samaria. Samaria is like Mississauga, okay? Mississauga, also a big city, okay? Now, if you have to go from Toronto to, from Toronto to Oakville, Do you have to go through Mississauga? Hey? From Toronto to Oakville, do you need to go through Mississauga? No. I did many times. You don't need to. Okay? From Toronto to Oakville, you can take 407, pass through Brampton, all the way to Oakville. You don't need to go through Mississauga alone. That's what a lot of people do. They took 407. Okay? Now, so what happened is back 2,000 years ago, the people in Judea are not getting along well with the people in Samaria. It's almost like during the Second World War, okay? The Chinese, they don't get along with whom? The Japanese, okay? But we have friends actually, just a couple of weeks ago, there's a resentment from the Chinese and the Japanese, and a couple of weeks ago, they went to Japan to preach the gospel. And they stayed there for 3 years. 3 years. And you know the percentage of Christian in Japan, eh? It's 0.5%. So out of 100 people, there's only 0.5 people are Christian. Pretty low. And we have Chinese missionary who go to Japan to preach the gospel. And it's the same idea here. People in Judea, okay, they don't like Samaritan. Do you know why? Because in 722 before Christ, okay, Samaria was captured by Assyria. And Assyria took captivity and brought 75% of the Israelites to Samaria. And in Samaria, they intermingle with the Gentile and they intermarry. You know what? My two boys, they're dating not Chinese. One of the, my boy, they're dating Indian, Sri Lankan, Tamil. And one of my boy, they're dating Korean. So my descendant will no longer be Chinese. My descendant will not be Chinese anymore. It's the same idea with the Samaritan. Okay, they used to be Jewish. But when they being captured and to Samaria, they intermingle and intermarry with a Gentile. So they call that racial impurity. They're no longer purely Jewish. So they're being despised by the Israelites. Okay? So they did not get along well. So Jesus could have taken the other route. Instead of taking directly into Samaria, he could have go around to River Jordan or to the coastal side, okay, to Samaria, Galilee. It's the same idea. Instead of taking directly 401 into Mississauga, we can bypass Mississauga by taking 407 into Brampton. Or, you know what you can do? Go to the Santa Island and just take the route of Lake Ontario and bypass Mississauga altogether. So you don't really need to go through, but Jesus did. And the Bible said he needed to go past through. The word needed in the original meaning is it was necessary. It was necessary for Jesus to pass through Samaria. It was necessary. Okay? Now, why? Why is it necessary? Because the fact that there was a divine encounter between him and a Samaritan lady at the well. There was a divine ordination. That's before the creation of the world. There was a divine encounter between Jesus Christ and the lady. Now, have you ever had a personal encounter with Jesus? Have you ever? How many of you ever have a personal encounter with Jesus? Can I see some hand that you personally come across Jesus and know about him and accept him? Can I see some hand? Praise the Lord, Maureen. Praise the Lord. I am going to ask you right now, if you never have a personal encounter with our Lord Jesus, you have to pray for it and you ask for it, and Jesus will give you a chance to come across him, to have a personal dialogue and encounter with Jesus. And I want you to have a personal dialogue with Jesus Christ. And that is very, very essential. It's more like a living water message. Okay? And the next one is, a woman of Samaria came to draw water. And apparently, back then, drawing water is not a man's job. Okay? Drawing water is actually a lady's job. A man's job is going out to the field and cultivate the land and making crops. Okay? So you know what they did is they put water jar on top of the head and they come out with this, okay? And by the way, you know what time was that when they came out? It was noontime. It was very hot. Okay, by noontime, we're going to have 33 degrees today. Okay, plus humid index, it's about 44 degrees. Very hot. Extremely hot. And it's tired, okay? So Jesus was tired and hot. He said to her, give me a drink. The original meaning is, please, give me a drink. Keep me a drink. Okay? Give me a drink. And the Samaritan woman therefore said to him, how is that you, being a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? And Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God, and who is that that says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Okay? And the woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then have you that living water? And Jesus answered her, everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but those who drink of the water that I give him will never thirst again. But the water that I give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water then, so that I don't get thirsty again, neither come all the way here to draw. And Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here. The woman answered, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, You said, well, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. And this you have said truly. The woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our father worship in this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship. It's not working, is it? What about the next page? Is it working? Oh, thank you. Our father worship in this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship. And Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour comes when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship that which you don't know. We worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when a true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For fathers seek such to be worshipped. And God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah comes, he who is called Christ. When the Christ comes, he will declare to us all things. And Jesus said to her, I am he, the one who speaks to you. The woman left her water pot and went away into the city and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me everything I did. Can this be the Christ? And they went out of the city and were coming to him. From that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him. Because of the word of the woman, he testified, He told me everything that I did. So the entire story only lasts about a few hours. Only a few hours. Now Jesus took about 20 miles of walk. Now think about 20 miles. 20 miles is from here all the way to Oakville. That's 20 miles. Okay? So it's a long walk. And if it's just by walking from here to Oakville, it will take you at least 6 to 8 hours walk. All right? So after 6 to 8 hours, well, under the sun, Jesus was tired. And he was planning to share this living water with the lady. And he was tired. And the very first thing he did, so today we're going to talk about the 8 approach to give out this living water, and which contain the vitamin C8. The first approach is, if you notice, you have to cross cultural barriers. And that's number one. You have to cross the cultural barrier. Now, we're living in a city of multicultural society. Okay? Now, if you actually look at Mississauga, do you know the population of Chinese in Mississauga? How many of you know the Chinese culture? Probably none of you guys know about the Chinese culture. But I do know about the Chinese culture in Scarborough. And I do know about the Chinese culture in Markham. And I also know the Chinese culture in Toronto, because I was brought up in the city of Toronto, okay? And I know them. And one of the culture that a Chinese culture has is gambling. That is a culture. And there is a lot of underground gambler casino in the downtown Toronto, which you probably never aware of, gambling. And the cross culture, and here Jesus crossed the culture from Judea into Samaria. That's a cross culture because they have different religion. So what he did is he actually crossed culture. He left Judea, okay, went into Galilee. And before he went into Galilee, he entered this city called Samaria, which is entirely different culture from the Jewish people. And I'm telling you right now, in order to share the living water, and Jesus have to stoop down himself to talk to our lady who is of different culture. And I encourage each and every one of you, try to talk to someone of a different culture and share the gospel to them. Okay? Now this is one of the most important commandments, because when Jesus came to this world, he actually He is God himself, by the way. He stooped down himself and come to a different culture. We call that incarnation. Jesus became man. Okay? He was originally God and he became man. He crossed this culture into us. And I want you to do exactly the same thing. Okay? Cross the culture, okay, into a culture of completely different background. What is the different background of this lady? Number one, this lady is an immoral lady. Do you know how many husbands she used to have? She used to have five husbands. Okay? So in other words, she doesn't really care about marriage. And she's pursuing a lot of different love in his marriage. So this is an immoral lady. Number two, this is an indifferent lady. Do you think that this lady know about Jesus Christ? No. She never know about Jesus. So she's almost indifferent. She doesn't care. She's also ignorant about religion. So Jesus said, you don't know what you worship. You don't know what you worship. And also this lady is uneducated. Uneducated. It's different from in chapter 3, Nicodemus, who is a Pharisee, who is a highly educated person, who came to seek Jesus and ask him, how do I enter the kingdom of God? But this lady is entirely different. This lady is uneducated. And also, this lady is an outcast. Why should I say outcast? She came to this well at noontime. Why? Because at noontime, no one come to draw water. No one. Okay? It's only those who try to avoid big crowd of people. Because why? Because she is right now living with another man who is not her husband. She is right now living with another man who is not her husband. By the way, living with a person does not mean marriage. Okay? Does not mean, according to Leviticus, living with a person is actually an adulteress. In Canada right now, most of the marriage that we have is common law marriage. Unfortunately, it's against the Bible and it's against godly training. All right? So common law, I'm telling you, common law, living together according to the Bible, is not marriage. So right now, the Samaritan woman is living with her husband. Now, so Jesus have to cross all these ignorant culture, immoral culture, indifferent culture, outcast culture, all kinds of different culture. And also, she's a lady. She's a lady. So, you know what? Jesus happens to be a Jewish rabbi. Being a male, you're talking about in the public. And according to the Bible, a rabbi is not supposed to talk even to his own female member of his family. So in other words, in the public, he's not even supposed to talk to his own wife. Why? Because there's a gender culture difference. A man is not supposed to talk to a woman, even in public. And Jesus did it. Jesus did it. Now notice that. You ask, why was Jesus alone by himself? Where are all the disciples? Where are the... You know, according to the Bible, all these disciples Jesus sent to collect food in Samaria. In Samaria. And the city is called Sychar. So, but the city of Sychar, they have this food which is impure. It's not cleansed food. It's not clean food. And Jesus sent them. So Jesus break the tradition between the Jewish culture and the Samaritan culture. Okay? The diet tradition. So all kinds of culture he broke. And today, I'm telling you, as I said, the Chinese culture have a very strong addictive gambling culture behind it. And they can gamble about everything. And remember, one person is about to die, and he said, do you want to bet? What do you think that, would I go to hell, or would I go to heaven? And he wanted to bet for it. That's before he died. That's a gambling culture. Can you imagine someone is about to die and he's actually want to bet with you? Can you imagine? That is the Chinese culture. So a friend of mine, we are actually in a gambling fellowship. A friend of mine, we're setting up, okay, a table right outside the Casino Rama, right outside the Forestville Casino, okay, right in the hallway. And we are setting up table in order to introduce Jesus Christ to this gambling culture. And obviously, do you think we are welcome there? Do you think we are welcome there in a casino? It's the same idea. When you preach the gospel, when you preach the gospel to a different culture, we are not welcome. We are not welcome. Okay? So as you know, but praise the Lord, we are successful. Every week, we're able to get someone who come out of the casino and listen to the gospel. And right now we have 40 members. Praise the Lord. We used to have about 10 members. And right now we have 40 members in our gambling fellowship. Okay? And all over Mississauga, the GTA area. We have people from Markham. We have people from Toronto. We have people from Scarborough. We have people from Mississauga. Actually, we have two members from Mississauga, praise the Lord. And they were addictive, compulsive gambler. And we cross the culture, okay, to introduce them. And sometimes, how come Christian would go to casino? You ask, why would Christian go to casino? Sometimes, think about it. Because in order for us to go to casino, is to understand the culture and then bring back out. Okay, most of the casino people, they may not welcome us. Okay, but I'm going to encourage you. Think about your own neighbor. Think about your classmate. Think about your own family member. They're in a different culture sometimes. And they should know about Jesus Christ. So this is number one, cross cultural barrier. And number two, okay, verse 7, it said, a woman came to draw water. And one of the most important common element you and I have, okay, it's water. Because remember I told you, we consist of 78% water in our body, okay? So this lady right now is coming out to draw water. And it's just coincidentally that Jesus was very hot and tired. So he asked the lady, please, give me a drink. So this is the water that we're talking about. Think about something in common. So we establish a common ground. Now, my nephew loves drinking coffee. How many of you love drinking coffee? Can I see something? You love drinking coffee, okay? Strong coffee, cappuccino, mocha. Yeah, very strong coffee, right? Did you drink coffee this morning? No, now that's not good. You should drink coffee, okay? Coffee is good for you. And my nephew loves to drink coffee. And he, okay, has been involving this Scout Mission. You know what Scout Mission is? Scout Mission is the people who are on the Yonge Street. And he went into the Tim Horton restaurant on Yonge and Dundas, right across the Inn Center. And he noticed that most of the homeless people, they like to hang around inside the Tim Horton